Christ on them.
Okay. We should sign in. Okay. Okay, let's say Zion again. Kufei Zion. Hoda Chatichas Isso Seves Chavet Abinigiosa. Davka Fishisua Machmas Atzma. Kugon Nevela, Obasa Bacholov. Avalam Ainbo Isselam Masha Bola. Mamokim Acher. If my piece number have 1, 2, 3, so piece 1 was not kosher, it touched piece 2. Piece 2 is kosher, but piece 2 picked up flavor from 1. Then piece 2 touches 3, and 3 is also kosher. So we say that since it's not hot liquid, we're talking about a tzli situation, the bliya, which is in 2, does not go into 3. Ein bliya yotzei mechaticha lechaticha bli rotev. Without hot liquid, bliya will stick in 2 and not go into 3. That's what he says. Ein bo yisrael amasha bola v'mokam achra. Piece number 2. The only issue it has is the bliya, which it got from some other place. In other words, it got the bliya from number 1. Eina oseves acheres hanogas bo. It will not prohibit number 3. Okay, afilim nitzlu yachad, even though everything is hot. But it's dry, it's not with liquid. So without liquid, bliya does not travel from piece to piece.
Chetra?
Yes.
So we mentioned yesterday that the Shach said that the Ramah reads the Shulchan Aruch that there are really only 2 pieces, correct? So,
right.
Wouldn't that reading seem to make more sense? Because the Shulchan Aruch, if you were to read like the Shach, right, there are 3 pieces.
Right.
So if you read it, and not even the Basar Bachala case, let's take the Nevela case, right, because he mentions 2.
Yeah. That's so, certainly two pieces, you're right.
It would have to, because otherwise there's
right.
No Hanan for the second piece.
Right. Definitely 2 pieces there. So Basa B'cholov makes sense also, but it could be 2 pieces. Piece 1 is Basa B'cholov and piece 2 is Hatta.
And then in such a case, even the Shach would agree?
No, that's where the Shach and the Mechaber would have a dispute.
No, I'm sorry, that's where the Shach would be Makel, and in such cases, there are 2 pieces, or
two
it's
pieces.
Not the end.
Right, the first piece starting off is already Basa B'cholov, the first piece. Second piece is Heta, so now only the Basa goes into from 1 to 2, only, let's say, it's Basa has the flavor of Cholov. The Cholov won't travel from 1 to 2, the Shach will
right.
Matter.
Well,
until the end, but yeah. Right. Okay. When do I say that bliya does not travel from piece to piece, even in a condition of heat? Kishabola is a shenim of apeh. When that bliya is something which doesn't have oil, doesn't have this power to spread. But if it's something which tends to spread very quickly, the tivon, kugon shuman, like oily things, then oseret chavet or bein b'tzli, bein b'nogadzu b'zucham b'cham. If the bli itself is oily, it'll move from piece 2 to piece 3 without liquid. So in all the cases where there's heat, it has to be heat, and the heat makes the oil very active. So the oil then has the ability to go from piece 2 to piece 3 because the conditions of heat. Now, heat could be both pieces of hat, cham b'cham, or b'tachtona chama v'alyonot. And then that we have pieces of one on top of the other, and the bottom one is hot, and the middle one is cold. So in that case, we say, that case, we say the absorbed bliya, which is also does travel from piece to piece. Okay, so what we're seeing in the Mechaber is that Varm hamafapin, things which tend to spread because they're oily, he has two chumras. One chumra is that it'll take a blia from piece to piece without rotev, without any liquid. Also, it'll go kulo instead of natila. Usually, tzli is natila, but if it's something which is shuman, fat, it'll go kulo. So basically, fatty things are like having hot liquid in the situation. And then the Rama says that we're machmen many things. We're worried maybe things are oily and are fat. Okay, says the Rama, called Zeh B'shtei Chatichot. This discussion about Bliya not going from piece to piece is by pieces. For Kli Shabole, so that we have some kind of a receptacle, like a pot, a pan, plate, which has a blia, that is also het the shenogei b'afil abis shenisham, but that does send out its absorption under conditions of heat without being oily.
Would the
Shulchan
agree with that as well?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between a
kli
and a
strad? Why is the kli? I don't know, something about metal or cheres takes in and sends things out quicker. Exactly why that's so.
Maybe because it gets to like such a hot temperature.
Look at the Beheta, your test, he explains. He gives you a reason. Kli, your test. Hatam isa b'taz. Why are we more machmir with the Kli? Writes the Taz. The dafka macho. We have food. Sheesh lo malnifot megufo. It has its own guf, its own substance, which has its own. But, you know, b'liya, that it can give out its own guf, its own body. There we say that if it absorbs something else, that don't go out without liquid. Abu kli, a vessel, receptacle, a pat, ain't bo plito magufa. It itself doesn't have any flavor. It's not food. Az yotze shapa mashabola. Then it goes out, the b'liya, without liquid. It's not a food itself. Something which is food.
But is that like a din of bittul?
No.
It just seems
like, I mean, it's a distinction, but I don't know if it makes a difference. But food has its own potential to give out flavor. So therefore, it sort of restricts the absorbed flavor inside and doesn't send it out. It's too busy taking care of its own flavor. But a pot, there's nothing else to do, so it sends out its absorbed flavors.
It would seem, though, that both flavors of the food would come out.
I would think both. So the spot to me is not very persuasive.
And then you would say, you could argue that if a kli has both basar and chalav, let's say it has meat originally and then chalav, does that mean that the second one doesn't come out, or that both of them?
Right, that'd be a question on this svara. They both come out. Okay. So now let's see what the Beheda writes. Lefi ze pashut, therefore it seems clear, the kli lo nesa, this is an important din of it, the kli lo nesa, the machal shepalua bo isa. Let's say you have a piece of food that had, which is kosher, in it there's some not kosher b'liya. So that b'liya we say is stuck there unless you have hot liquid. Doesn't go out on the simple conditions of heat with other pieces. And it's not a fatty blia, it's a regular blia. Let's say you take this piece and put it into a pot. Let's say the pot is kosher, but it's a very hot pot. that glia will not go into the pot. Why? Because it's stuck in the food. The food doesn't give it out and without hot liquid. So it's a very interesting thing. I could take this let's say I have meat which never didn't have a good, it never got rid of its blood, so the blood is a blia. Saying it's not going to go out.
But isn't that blood kind of part of the gufa of it?
Okay, we have to learn the laws of melicha.
It would seem that maybe if like some non-kosher oil fell on
We wouldn't really say oil. Something not kosher was absorbed by the meat, but it's not oily. And you put that into a pot and you're sort of like browning the meat, trying to get the meat brown.
Pot's fine.
The pot stays fine, even though it looks that there's a lot of gravy in the bottom from the meat and a lot of juices are coming out of the meat, but not that absorbed thing.
Well, it could be that the meat has itself oiled, which would then render
if it becomes oily, right. Yeah, that would be different.
But like something like I'm trying to think of an example that's not oily, that would have an iser balua in it, but then if you were to put in the kli would be fine.
Right. Maybe a piece of pizza pie, which is not
kosher. Pizza's also pretty oily.
Yeah.
And bread. Right.
Nowadays.
Some form of bread, yeah.
Okay, because now let's finish the Beheta, because he has some interesting points. He says, Kosev Shach, the Nira, the Dafka Machal Shel Heter, all of this we're talking about is if I have some kosher food with a blia. And this is what we're talking about now. Case. Abel ein kli osa kli belil rota. There's another rule. Now we said that if something is absorbed in a pot, it'll go out without rotev into dry, hot food. So you take dry, hot, kosher food, you put it into a not kosher pot without liquid, you say the pot does send it out without rotev.
Well, that's
that, that was the basic behavior quoted from the Taz.
But isn't that the basic thing of a non-kosher pot?
Yeah. Okay, but that's only food. Well, if you put food into a not-kosher pot, the pot sends everything out into that food. However, if you take one pot and stick it into another pot, there's another rule that pots don't give blias to other pots. Blias go from food into pots, from pots into food. Leah never transfers from pot to pot. Okay, so that's the head of double wrap. When you want to warm up something milchig in, let's say, a fleishig microwave. So you double wrap the milchig thing, put two layers of cellophane or the wax paper. So we say like this. Let's say my fleishig microwave has some gravy in there. So when I warm up my pizza in the double wrap, the meat gravy will go into the first wrap, because that's the first kli, and the first kli, the wax paper is touching the gravy and it's getting hot from the micro, so it goes in. But that first paper will not send gravy into the second paper because Kalim don't send blia from keli to keli. So now my second paper stays kosher, so my pizza stays kosher.
What does that only apply though if there's actual like mamashu in the microwave, but a meat microwave that doesn't have mamashu?
Yeah, that's no
one wrap would seem to be fine then, no?
Right. Yes. If your microwave is clean, so you only worry about it, maybe there's a blia in the walls or in the tray. If I have another kli there, so keli doesn't send anything into a keli, so I can actually use one wrap. Clean microwave should be fine with one wrap.
With the case of a regular dirty microwave, and you microwave it once with the double wrap, and then let's say you want to use the wrap again, like let's say you use like plastic bags instead, you'd be able to use it again? Because assuming that, like, as long as you use the first one that you use, because we assume that the flavor is not going to transfer. It's not that now that the outer bag
Yeah, but it's still going to be kli to kli, data to the inner. That's not going to send anything
big. Yeah, meaning, yeah, so you'd still be able to use it the second time.
Right.
But the outer bag, in the case where there's actual food, like dirtiness, is now a meat bag.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Right.
Well, so then... All right. So
yeah, it's a kli. A kli doesn't send to another kli.
And you can always, you can keep on using that outer... Yeah.
Right.
Very practical.
Okay. Okay, cause of mashal. Let's continue this behavior because he talks about different situations. Cause of mashal, aval tafshil. Let's say you have some kind of cooked food. Could go on orez, rice, dogin, fish, nilda behem basar chalav, and they have in them meat flavor or milk flavor. Now, in tachat ben kaf shal basar chalav, ben yom, and let's say you stuck a spoon into that rice. Because I haven't said milchig rice. I take a fleshig spoon, everything is half, and I'm stirring the milchig rice with the fleshig spoon. I'm going to have a problem because the spoons do give out flavors under conditions of simple heat without liquid. Shapa osa belua tamach. In this case, the belua will make the food prohibited. Okay. Masha Kosov have a murder clear of service, had to brush it through, they know so I could they creep it below what. However, when we're speaking about that a spoon, hot spoon, can make things usher under conditions of heat without a liquid, that's going to be a kadei klipa or kadei natila. It's not going to be kulo because it doesn't have liquid. So, mir besa shamein, however, it's oily, shinim the bakli, hershita filu, yavish the gami, also bashishim. But then if it's oily, it's going to go all the way through and you have to worry about it.
It's a general claw that if you know, the only time it's going to be like us or kulo is if there's liquid or if it's very oily, which in a sense it is liquid.
Right. Right, and then they have this chum of the Ramah that we think a lot of things are oily.
Yeah,
not
but
sure.
It's still the idea that it's oily, i.e. then therefore liquid.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Okay.
So practically, this means that if you have like a dish that you use for the wrong thing, it would depend on if it's oily or not?
Depending how much, if it's going to come out klipa, nikilo, or kulo, how much. When you cook something in there and it's dry, how much is it going to go? Pots will give out flavors without liquid, but if it's in conditions of dry, it's only going to be kadei natila, like everything else which is dry. It's not going to be kulo, unless it's oily. That's the point, yeah.
What's besides like regular hagala, but like something like a kli that's like it's usher for kadei kli, but how would you kosher it? You just like what?
I guess if it's only a klipa level, it's probably you're gonna be more lenient on if there's questions about it. Because remember, we saw that klipa itself is only really a chumra. The post can pass, and if it's impossible to do the klipa, you can forget about it. So when you're getting a klipa level situation, you know, you try to do a hagala, but if you can't, you probably say, okay, I can't. So I don't have to.
But meaning, so let's say your hagala is not like great, like whatever, it's like you were like wasn't a royal, but in that case, either way, it would still be fine.
I think so. If it's only a klipa, the tila is more serious. If it's in the tila level,
for
it's
a pot,
more serious.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Ches will skip because I don't know what it's talking about. I don't know what this thing is. Okay, let's go to Tess. Meliach she'enu nechamach masmach. Now we're getting into a different level of tavoves, salting. Okay, so that the Gemara says, Meliach kiroseach, it's a one-liner in the Gemara in Chulin, that salting kosher and not kosher foods together creates tavoves, creates meliach. What level of salt? So it's not simple salting. You know, you put salt on my bread, that's not a level to create transfers of flavors. It has to be very heavy salt. So he says, why does very heavy salt? So he says, Moliach she'enu nechal machmas mocha. It's so salty that you wouldn't eat it that way. You would rinse off the salt. Okay, like the kind of salting we do to get blood out of meat. It's a very heavy dose of salt, big fat pieces of salt. That's the kind of salt that creates blia, which makes things move. Yeah, then dino kilosach. It's equivalent to a din of something which is boiling hot.
Does that therefore mean that it's like enzyme? Or is it more actual pishul?
No, well, that's a big question here. The Rav talks about it because the language in the Gemara is Maliach Kiroseach, and the Shulchan Aruch also says Dino Kiroseach. So, you know, Kiroseach we know is very hot. But then, after saying Dino Kiroseach, the next few words he says Maflet Lesser Kadei Klipa.
Right.
So, which is a very weak amount, it's not very strong.
You say he's focusing on more of the idea of, you know, by, you know, we say by mavushal, like it's both a lot of times the heat and then also the transfer of like liquid a lot of times is what we assume. But here, they were just focusing on the heat aspect of it.
Right, and it's dry.
He doesn't use the lashon of mavushal. He says rotea.
Right. That's a good point. His point is, it says Oseach. He doesn't use the word Mavushal. Dino Kim Mavushal. He said Dino Kim Oseach.
But then wouldn't that mean that?
But then really, you should have Kadei Natila. And if he says Kadei Klipa, that's very weak. So you see the Vilna Gaon over here? The Vilna Gaon is very long. He's very concerned about this Kadei Klipa. So he says, like this, just at the beginning, Kadei Klipa. Shum, kiroseach ditzli. It's basically hot, like hot roast. And really, a hot roast we know is netila, right? But mm-hmm. So the Shulchan Aruch here says klipa. So so he writes the Gaon kadas harajba daaf bitzli sagi beklipa. Okay, there is a Rajba that denies the whole thing of netila. He says Tzli is Klipa. He has a Gemara.
Yeah, it's like the Gemara in Poland, right?
Right.
Tzadik Zayin under Olive, I think.
Okay, he says it's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzadik Olive. Now, go skip 5-6 lines down. He says, "Abel Teisvus Machmirin b'chdei Natilas Mokum." Teisvus says that Sli needs a Natila. I peg it a Nosha because of Harajba Sheish LaHachmir Kedivrei. You should be Machmir Natila. Mekal Mokum because of Harash Shom the Memalicha Ein LaHachmir. Dai beKlipa. The Ein Okitzli Mamish. So here the Rush picked it up. If you're going to say tzli, real hot salads, which are dry, go natila, still melicha, the Rosh says, I'm going to leave it at a klipa. Aval harajba, the Gaon says, aval harajba v'haran kasu didino kitzli v'chol davra. Meanwhile, the Rajba and the Ran, they don't think it's weaker than tzli, they think it's real tzli. He found there's a Ran someplace who says Klipa o Natilas Mokum Sagi Kusef Tzli. Vihine, so a few lines later, he says, Vihine Afshe Betzli Pasak Adas HaToysvus, even though the Mechaber in Tzli passes like Toysvus, that it's Natila. Can't see the lahokel with the rabbanon. Here by Malicha, since it's only with the rabbanon, this is a whole new idea. So that I do klipa.
Meaning the whole idea of Malicha Kiroteach is the rabbanon?
That's what he says. 1 second. Samachal Masha Kosef Harajba Bitzli Sheesh lahaf mukadas taisvis bin natila smokum bisum shal toiva, mashla banan yesh lahako. Af shalo samach asma bitsliya das vajba velo chilik, kadas taisvis vavosh, samach kan gam kain rush shimachalik ben malicha litzli. Kain siroch lema kade klipa im hu. Oh, he's saying that the Mechaba, he's from a very sharp shot. The Mechaba, look at the Mechaba. He says, Meliach she'enu nechel machmas malchadina kereseach, maflid lesa kadei klipa, ve'im hu shuman agid. Ve'kunkunis shebo v'akumis yesh lahach malatrich natilas mokum. V'muchel. So the guy takes out the Vav. He says, "Kdei klipa imu shuman agid." Shuman agid is only an issa de rabbanon. So in an issa de rabbanon, the mechaber is paskening klipa by malicha. But what about an issa de raisa? You would say natila, because it's
wow.
That's a very sharp shot. Plus he's changing the gear, so he's saying ve'im. He's saying im. That's what the Gunda Gaon does. It's a difficult psak in the Shulchan Aruch that. It should be klipa. Really, the Gemara says, "Malicha k'raseach," and raseach means sli. Sli we know is natila. Okay, he says they're going that there's a machlokes about this idea of natila. Not everybody accepted it. The Tosfos is the one who came up with it. Says that the Rashba and the Ran themselves only have a klipa by sli. But why would the Shulchan Aruch pass as natila by sli? Why by malicha would he say klipa? So that's what he says. Take out the Vav, he means im shuman agid. And in Nisad Rabbanon, he goes with klipa. But what in Nisad Raisa, he would say you need Natila. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is to say klipa would be very daring that malicha is only a klipa. Really makes more sense that malicha is Natila. Okay. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. So he says, "Im hu shuman agid v'kunkunis shebo v'kumis yesh lahach mitzrich v'natila smok." But if it's some kind of fat of the gid, no. Im hu shuman agid v'kunkunis shebo v'kumos yesh lahach mitzrich v'natila smok. Why? Bimhu. The way we have an imhu shuman agid, v'kunkun neshabov, v'kumas yirham v'atzom tibas mokum. In other words, the shuman agid, maybe we would consider oily, but it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. So the Mechaber says, regular malicha is klipa. Oily things should be more. But if it's this partial situation of shuman agid, I'll compromise and make it natila. It's a very difficult shita, but that's how we pass it.
But like reading it like, way to grow, if you say like there's a period after Kromot, and then you say yesh lahaf mir, that's where you come at the makom.
Right, that would make sense. Going to the gun.
So meaning, okay, so right, but then if you don't say the gun, you'd say regular case, you would say kadei klipa, and then the case of the shuman hagid, and then the konot and the Kromot, we're more machmir on that.
Right, because it's shuman, so you go to the tzila. V'imu chelev mamash, if it's real fat, which is really yisad the rice and oily, so shishim avato. Shishim is a code word for meaning kulo. It goes kulo. Okay, so again, we get this idea that a situation of malicha, oily fat things will go kulo. That's another way of saying it, so shishim. Yemabasa shenimlach imo hu shomein. If the basar itself is oily, so then you should be machmir for everything to require kulo. So you need kulo and shishim plus little mamachim shenaga kedei netilas mokum. But you also should be machmir that we saw before, that when you have oily things, you machmir, but you also require netilas mokum, because maybe it didn't spread, or at least a klipa. This is where you sorted by mistake meat which had attached to it not kosher fat. As far as other pieces which are being sorted together with this piece, you need in each piece a separate 60. Ein mitstaf im biachah bevatel ha-chelev, dein ha-chelev mefapeh mechatich lechatich ha-beliwotel. So in other words, he was sorting a piece of meat with other meats. Meanwhile, that piece of meat, by mistake, had treif chelev. It was never cut away. So the salt is on that treif chelev, and it's giving out its flavor to the other pieces. Each piece is separate, because you can't say that it spreads equally throughout like a hot liquid, because
you need 60 times each.
Each piece we need 60. That's what it paskins.
But let's say that's assuming the case would be you know which piece of meat had the fat. Let's say you don't know which piece of meat. You know a piece in this mixture, dry mixture, has fat, but you don't know which one, and then you salt it. Could you then say it all combines?
Maybe.
It sounds like the case where we would say by the rabbi, like with the case of the two pots.
Right. We have a suffix, we do combine.
Okay, but this is a case we have to assume that the meat, we know which piece of meat has the fat, but just that, right. Because that's all that afterwards.
Right, so we say each piece it touched is going to have its own separate tarovus.
So wait, why are we saying that?
So the shtaz is upset with this whole thing.
Because if it's spreading out...
Because if it's spreading completely throughout, he's talking about then oily, then you should be able to count everything.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, it's not, there is no road tip. The fact that we're saying that you have to measure each one, you know, each piece is us, right. In a sense, then you should be able to.
Right. Look at the taz, chavez. That's his problem here with the mechaba. Mechaba says, ein chel mechapeya mechatich laticha. Zen nimshach gam ken kula, dahanu dem biru lo noga achele vak v'achas mehen az acherot mutarot. Ani tamar l'shulchan och shepsak hapsotum zeh zeh, v'el siv zayin posak, shim bolam nadvam hamafapim betivam gon shuman, av seves chavet b'lo rotev. He says oily things travel from piece to piece without liquid. Hu da'as haraj b'shev yatur kan posak, here he's saying each piece is separate, it doesn't travel from piece to piece. But it's oily. Maybe can marry b'chel of kachosh. Maybe means lean fat, not oily. Shein mefapeya. Mordechai katu befevish din zel chelev shal hakeres shu ika hachelev besudim hoi hachelev kochush hamay tzoch shishim b'chol achas v'nas. But if it's not oily, why does each piece need 60? It only spreads to kadei klipo on the tila. So it's a paradox. Halkein loma demaram. Demaram, which is the source of this back in the Mordechai, he doesn't think that all these things spread from piece to piece. Didn't realize there's a machlokas here. So say, well, maybe there's a chilut in sli and malicha. Mesim v'gemar, malich kibesech, it's li. the Havi could sleep. So we have a major problem in the Mechaber that all these things he says spread, even from piece to piece. That he passes by real sleep, real heat. By Malicha, he has a funny psak. He says all these things in Malicha will spread throughout the piece, not just Natil, it'll go all the way through. But it won't go from piece to piece. So why is all these things get the power to spread all the way through the first piece, but not go from piece to piece? That's how we pass concern. The Taz says, I don't understand that.
Meaning like in a sense, like the rotate basically stays in its one place, but it somehow also spreads, but it still stays in its one place.
It's, right, it doesn't get out of the piece, but it... So it's not real roseach, getting back to your original point. You know, the word roseach has to be taken with a little bit of skepticism. It's not exactly, because real roseach gets things so hot that they travel from piece to piece, the blia. And here the Shulchan Aruch is passing that in Malicha. Yes, if it's oily, it spreads throughout the piece, but doesn't get out of the piece to go to another piece.
Do we say maybe that there's like a more focus on the tom here, meaning like, because each piece is, meaning the thing stays in set, but there's a, maybe like a tom that's imparted to the pieces of salt and then go to the other piece.
No, with the salt itself, it doesn't, is not treif. The question is, we're not saying that the salt from piece one you're coming and saying maybe the salt absorbs something. And that the soil touches the other piece. Because
that's like the basic, it's like saying it's like the heat almost in and of itself.
No, but either or, whatever it is, if it's the salt or it's the piece itself, which is salty, whatever it is, but he's having it the paradoxical. He's saying on the one hand it's so powerful that it moves it from klipa or netila to kulo within the piece, an oily thing. But it's not enough to get it from piece to piece, which he said does happen in regular tzli. In regular tzli, a bliya will go from piece to piece, and I can use all the pieces to create the shishim that he passed in before.
So I want to say, like present potentially, because the difference here is that the salting versus the tzli is that there's an external like heating source that's causing the cooking. Here, the salt in of itself is the davar bishul, if you will. So in that sense, like it's very... It's a double bishul, and it can also be something that necessarily can like cause things to travel, right? So maybe there's something that I don't know.
Something about it makes it like an in-between power. It gets power within the piece to get it very roseach, to go kulo if it's oil, if it's oily, but not enough that the belia should travel from piece one to piece two to piece three. That level of roseach it doesn't have. It only has this level of seach. Let me see if the Rav talks about this.
Also, like versus like, even if you say by bishul, like salt is different because bishul, you know, you go from kli one to kli two, right? Kli sheni already have a different din, even though maybe the heat is from our perspective pretty much the same, but it loses its status. But here by salt, the salt is the constant form of heat. In a sense, because it's the dover that's doing the cooking. So in a sense, it could be like the salting can be a certain way mocker than other things. Meaning, like just because you know it goes from one to the other, it could still spread because it's still the source of the cooking.
Yeah, but the Taz has a paradox. That's the end of the...
It doesn't.
It is a paradox. It's a
cliffhanger.
There's a double problem here with salting. One problem is salting klipa or salting netila? That's one issue, which seems to be a problem in the poskim. And another issue is this issue. If it's oily, salting has a power of heat to make oily things travel more. But does it go completely like heat, that it travels throughout a single piece and then it goes from piece to piece? like heat, or is it just in within that first piece, it has the power to make the oily thing travel throughout the piece, but it doesn't have the power to get it to jump out, to go from a, to a second piece, a third piece, without rotev. So we're dealing here with something oily and with salt.
Is it perhaps...
It's a problem. It's in the postman, it's a machlokas, apparently.
So perhaps now, on the second kasha, you say that it's not so much on how the how bishul works or how malicha works here, but in that sense that, like, malicha is not as, like, uniform, right, per se. You know, like, liquid, it's very, like, clear, it's uniform. So you could say the reason why we don't necessarily combine it, because at the end of the day, we don't really know which pieces... have the...
Well, right now we're dealing that we know the pieces, because if we don't know the pieces, the Shulchan Aruch gets into that a bit later on.
Okay.
The Rav talks about this in the notes.
Rabbi?
Yes?
So I've just been, like, doing some, like, at the... I'm catching up now.
Yes, you want me to catch you up?
No, I'm fine. That's what I've been doing, so I haven't been, like...
But you're okay with us. You're at the point where we're at.
Yeah, I'm reading through the Shulchan Aruch. Good, okay.
If you don't know which piece it touched, then each one is going to be us. Good.
This might be like really behind. I'm reading through.
Yes. Yeah, I can't talk now. Yeah.
So we're going to do Zion. So it's Zion.
Oh. Actually, this message is important for me. Okay, I'll call them back. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to do Zion. So it's saying that...
Zion or Tess? We're in Tess.
Whatever, I'll catch up later.
Okay. V'im yadua shelo noga ela ba'achas. If you know that it only touched one piece, okay. And yadua ezehi kulan mutar. So we're going to have it mutar chad betray batel.
That's very puzzling.
It was like this. We have this not kosher fat, which is attached to one piece with salt, touched another piece. Let's say there are four pieces or three pieces in the pot, so it touched one of the pieces, but we don't know which one. So, but basically only one piece becomes treif. And it's mixed with the other pieces, which are completely kosher. And it's min b'mino. So min b'mino chad b'treif is butter. There's no zero. So that's why he passing the b'mutter. Now, chticha u'olis kabe is not going to be a problem because we're not dealing with a real cheftz of this. We're dealing with b'liya.
It's a tzafik on...
The thing which is also is kosher meat, which has a flavor of chaylev. That doesn't make a chetich or a skabed. You don't say chanan and a b'liya to say chetich or a skabed. We already spoke about this.
Yeah.
Okay, you can ask that again. The Ramos says, sort of like a yeshom nukom alich eno says vakadei klipa. Fish eno b'kiyim bein basa shemen l'kochush. So we don't know what's oily and that, so we say it's kulo when we have to do shishim. And mika shishim bein akol biyachad. Okay, now he brings in shishim all the pieces. He's against the machaba. He thinks that if it's oily, it's going to spread all the way through, and you can create a shishim of all the pieces. And you have the shishim against that piece of not kosher meat. Oz hakol shari. Levad osa chaticha shari sedavuk bo. If you know one piece for sure touch, make a klipa, that's a chumru. And maybe your doheza noga hakol shari. Okay. And maybe shishim hakol also. Ein l'shana samitnik. Okay. Abri shesh b'zek tzas kula, b'in mekel. M'hoiru is a shemen v'um fapeya. I say it spreads. I'm using all the pieces to remove. So against the Shulchan Aruch, he says Malicha is like regular roseach. It spreads evenly throughout the pot. You can use all of the pieces in the pot to get a shishim. Eish this machbech. I got different makilim. Sviru lehu de'ena osad Malicha v'akadei klipa. And basically, they think Malicha is only kadei klipa, kadei shalom itzav l'shav in this shaman l'kachush. Kain anu b'kiyim.
So is that nikel then? Meaning the sense, since we're not b'kiyim, we can call them by malicha.
What do you want to say?
No.
Who then is no like a day clipper? When he, there's a very funny way he writes it. The first cooler is that you take 60 from the whole pot, right? That's a big cooler. Then he said like this, they also think that Malicha is only Kadei Klipa unless we, and because we. So that we don't have a situation where you have to figure out Shemen and Kachush. In other words, he means you do a klipa where there's no problem of oily. If there would be a problem of oily, then you would have to do kula. And then you might even have a big kula because you're doing a say it spreads all the way throughout the pot.
And since he says we're Bikin, that we still, or we're not Bikin, we can't.
But we're not going to say.
By things that we all, maybe it's Kachush, that we still don't have to be. Assume that it's regular shomer.
This thing that not knowing Shem and Kochush creates a chumba, doesn't create a kula.
Yeah, at first. And then he says
that. In other words, if you don't know, you're going to do a klipa because maybe it's not oily. And then on top of it, you're going to need a shishim in the whole pot. That if it's not, if you don't know. If you do know, you get a kula. That if you know it's oily, it spreads throughout the pot and everything becomes mutta. Okay. We're talking about oily things. It's a shemel shemunus klal, but let's say there's no oil at all, like chametz for Pesach. Okay, so he's very strong about the klipa, that it's not equivalent to tzli. Tzli is netila, but melicha is only klipa. So it's a funny psak. Per se, it's only klipa, but if it's shamnunes, if it's oily, it's so strong that it's equal to hot liquid or tzli. Then it goes throughout the piece, and it goes from piece to piece. Everything spreads.
So he's doing a double kula in the sense of kula by pieces of... You have 60 pieces because we're not sure what is lean fat or not, and therefore... We assume it's very fatty, and then therefore it spread the entire mixture. Therefore, you can combine with 60.
No, but you have to be machmir that it may be it's not oily, therefore you have to do a klipa. In that case, you're going to have to be machmir in both ways.
But then that would be like the Rama, or like the Shulchan Aruch, where it's...
where he's being makel is when you know for sure that it's oily, then he has a big cooler. You say it spreads the whole pot, then you get the 60 from the whole pot. You don't have to worry about the klipa.
So he's saying, maybe can a cooler everything because if you know that it is.
If you know for sure that it's oily, then it's going to go throughout the whole pot.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he's saying the second half here? What are you saying?
I don't exactly know what he wants to say. Kadei shalom nitztamech l'shah ben es Hashem l'kochush gein anu b'kiyah. Unless he means that maybe you're going to be meiko, that melicha doesn't in general, the only klipa doesn't. I don't know what it means, Kadesh Lon, it's down the shine. Kadesh Lon, it's down. Exactly know what he's let's read the behavior, maybe he explains it. Kula Chav Zayin Kos of Hataz V'Shach Klema Dube'enu Issa Dove B'chaticho Az Hakol Mitztav L'Vatol HaChelev Al B'Sheinu Nogei B'chulun Kamo B'Bishul. In other words, if you have malicha with chaleb, and the whole pot gets put into the mixture, and everything is mitzav. Gam in yesh chaleb bosach haticha, the lefi hasovim shetzov shishim, hanis shetzov shishim bosach haticha asma negad chaleb shabo, ein shah hatichot mitzav levat chaleb shabosach haticha. לפי המינג, אני מסתף, גם שעה חתיכות רוק. So he said like this, he says, if you have a piece of meat which has a piece of chalef stuck to it, and then he did malicha, okay? So there's a problem with that piece itself, did the chalef, and there's a problem for the whole pot. So the Mechaba says, forget about the path. The thing doesn't travel to the rest of the path. You just have to deal with this one piece. Okay, but the Ramah says, I'll use the whole path for Shishim. But what about that first piece, which has the fat attached to it? Is that part of the whole path's Tarovah? So does the Malicha make it a separate thing? Because it's double. In other words, the Chelev is Mamish attached to it. So then I'll consider it separate from the rest of the pot. So maybe the whole pot I'll use a shishim. But for that first piece, which has the chelev attached, I'll need a shishim in the piece itself. I won't be able to use the rest of the pot.
Because we say like the Vei Kodesh is kind of like Hanan.
Like a sort of a Hanan concept. It's a double.
Meaning even though the salt would have done it anyways, meaning passed the flavor on throughout the entire piece, I mean, apparently not to such an extent as
the
Dveikot does.
The Dvuk with the salt sort of creates two Tarovas, one for that first piece and one the whole pot together. So the whole
pot... It was already Tarovas from the onset, meaning in a sense, because it was the two, the Shemin and the...
The Shemin, yeah, it's
fat. And then the second Tarovas was with the salt.
No, the salt makes this oily thing spread, but does it make the oily thing spread two levels or one... One homogeneous level. Does it spread throughout the pot, including the first piece, equally? Or do I say the first piece has its own separate belia? Because its dovuk means it gets in there very fast and then it spreads to the rest of the pot. So then maybe, and you do say chanan on the first piece. So getting into the question of chanan on the first piece. So he says, we are Mako. We're not going to say Hanan on the first piece. It's a problem because we usually do say Hanan. We're not going to say Hanan, but the first piece needs its own Shisha. This thing needs an explanation. You see that the Rav discussed this. Complicated thing what he means here by this kulu. We're not sure what exactly he means. I'm ignoring the first piece. Apparently some post before you should say chanan. The question is, do you say chanan with davuk, right? It's not so simple to say chanan here because the salt is being put there and it's working on everything. So why should I say Hanan on the first piece?
If I'm not going to say by the other pieces?
Yeah, no. If I'm going to say Hanan on the first piece, you get a tremendous chumra going on that the whole pot now needs 60 times the first piece. So that's itself a whole discussion in Hanan. Do you say Hanan with Dovuk? And this is Malicha. It's not real heat. And this whole thing with the rest of the pot itself is just, you know, saying that Malicha creates oily things throughout the path. So there's a lot of assumptions. So the Ramah says, we're not going to be Machmer on that first piece. We're not going to say Hanan on that first piece. We're just going to consider it like the rest of the path.
Because, you know, maybe we say that.
Because there's an issue of Davuk, and there's an issue of oily things with salt. The salt equals Tzli with oily. So there's a lot of Sveikos going on, so to throw Hanan in is going to be too much. So we go Lekula, he says. That's basically what he's saying. That's what the Shach and Tas think, that we're most saying. The language is very unclear. Okay, we can stop here a little time. Shikach. Hopefully tomorrow we can finish off Kufhei. And then